Welcome to High Secrets. It's your girl T. Welcome, welcome, welcome again. So, guess what? I know that I have like a total audience of like, no, sorry, I have a total audience of 30, and then I have a total playlist of 301. So let me, like, if you use Anchor, you know that there's like total play, there's a number for total play, and there's a number for total audience. So I know the total audience I have currently is 30, and my total plays is 301. Why it is 301 is because of my previous podcast that I have had before, so including this new segment or this new era I'm giving my podcast, so I guess everything combined. anyways, I'm so happy like to be back in this space, to be able to like just freely express myself, and in my mind express myself in a show, because in my mind this is like my show, like my thing, even though it is, I am doing it from like the space of like my comfort, like I'm just doing it in my room in my room on my phone with my mic, that's all, like, so it doesn't take much. I'm not like in a studio, or like I'm not, yeah, or like in a show, like in a complete show setting. But I believe that consistency is always key, and then if I continue in this way, I'll get there. There'll be a time I'll be like, oh, there was one time I was like, I wanted to try the field of, you know, entertaining through the media, or the field of, you know, talking, being a host for a show and stuff like that, and I tried that using the Anchor platform. So it would be good. Shit, I did it again. I wanted to base my show on the fact that I would not be talking about myself. I'm just going to, you know, be more focused on trying to entertain my audience. But I realized that there's no way I have to talk that I would not still include myself or speak about myself. So I'm so sorry. Yeah, so I wanted to also thank like my personal friends that have reached out to me, and like that reached out to me after listening to my podcast and telling me, oh, we're so glad to have you back, I've missed your voice, this is your sweet soothing voice, we've missed it so much. Oh, thank you so much. Everyone, me too, I've missed the whole thrill, the whole feel of it, the whole, like, as I'm talking, I am just feeling very enthusiastic, so I've missed the whole stuff. So yeah, so it is difficult, like I said again, about, you know, changing the whole aspect of my podcast to start talking about, you know, I think for my last podcast I said I wanted to be talking, to be telling stories, since I have a soothing voice, so I could just do bedtime stories or daytime stories or afternoon stories. It depends on whatever time you're listening to this podcast, so whatever time you're listening to, you just consider it like as story time, let's put it like that. So yeah, but then, and then, you know, I wanted to also like just say the stories off head, like just, you know, say it directly from my head, just come up with stories, but I realized that it's not as easy as it seems, especially why I'm on trips. So yeah, it's not so, you know, sometimes I'll just divert, or, you know, I'll just be bored and get tired of the story myself. So yeah, so I think that wouldn't work, but I'm glad I spoke about it in my last podcast, because it is something I could still look into, you know, as time goes on. So I'm not scrapping it out of the list. So I guess I thank my friends, yeah, and I want to thank the people that are not my friends, that are not my personal friends, you get, but are also still listening to my podcast. I really appreciate you, you know, I don't bite, so it'll be okay for you to reach out to say hello, hi, you know, I like how you talk, I like how you're just like, you know, expressive, can we be friends? Listen, I'm a very friendly person, especially, you know, if you are very open, if you are friendly too, we'll be friendly, so I'll be friendly with you, or I'll be friendly too. So yeah, so guys, let me see What else do I want to talk about? Yeah, I've talked about the fact that, yeah, I might just not be doing storytelling anymore. Yeah, but the whole sense of the podcast, I feel like right now, I do not have a whole meaning. You know, when you have like a defined meaning, if someone walks up to me and asks me, oh cool, you have a podcast, what's it about? You get, I think the easiest thing I'll say is it's just me coming up here to just generally talk about anything and everything, and you know, plans, ambitions, my life, you know, just entertain and just get some things out of my chest. It's more of like something therapeutic to me, and then I'm hoping that as much as, you know, it is therapeutic to me, it is also therapeutic to you. So yeah, so I guess, you know, that defines my podcast. But then if you kind of look at it, it is weird, because you're going to start feeling like, okay, so it's like, so what's the topic? That's what you're going to be like, okay, so what's the topic? Like, so if you invite somebody like to talk on your podcast or something, like, what were you guys talking about? It's just general. So I guess we'll stick with that, general. See, guys, you don't have to have everything figured out. So I don't have whatever my podcast, the meaning of my podcast is like figured out right now, but I have the sense and the feeling that I want to do this, so I just go for it. Yeah, so yeah, that's just it. What else do I want to talk about? You see, that's the problem I have, like, not having like a topic, just like coming off and just pick it off head and everything. Yeah, but it's cool to me. I don't know, I really want it to be cool to you guys, but every time I'm looking for feedback from people, I'm always getting, oh no, it's cool, I really enjoy just listening to you, like, please, nah, I just enjoy it, like, oh, you talk so well, you're so expressive, like, I really not heard somebody say, oh wow, I actually learned some things from like what you said, or like, oh like, okay, I got this, the meaning of this, or I got understood that. Because there's no fucking thing to understand, like, there's no like fucking thing to like to bring out your book and pen and start jotting and start learning, like, I'm far from a genius, like, I'm not a genius, so there's nothing I want to even dish out that I think that I know, a knowledge that I think that I know that I'm going to pass to you guys, that, you know, that would be so substantial that, you know, you feel like, okay, I need to hold on to this knowledge, because if I'm even going to like think of doing something like that, just, you know, passing knowledge or stuff like that, or teaching or stuff like that, I will also have to like make researches, like, and so at the end of the day, we're all learning. But yeah, it's cool, but I don't want my podcast to be about that. I don't want it to be a bore. I really enjoy the fact that it's really off topic, because I can be in the mood to like want to come up here to like talk anytime, and I don't want to like have to schedule what I have to talk about, or, you know, the times I have to talk about. So it's a free one, and like I said, it is more personal, like being up here is more personal than you get, than I'm just trying to do it for like, what's this word I want to use, like, the fun of it, like, I'm just trying to do it just to gain attention. Maybe that's also part of it, but yeah, but all that, no. So it's not about that, it's not about you, it's about you, because I need you to listen to it, because you give me the drive to like want to keep going on. But it's also not really just about entertaining you like 100%. I'm just being very honest with you. It's also about me trying to like express myself and, you know, just talk about things, and hoping that it actually, like, you know, somebody actually, it actually relieves someone if they get to like hear me. Yeah. So at first when I came up here, I wasn't panicking, because I first thought that, okay, I wouldn't get like so much listeners. I thought I would get like listeners. But then when I saw my plays, I was like, okay, wow, people are listening, or like some people are coming across this. Yeah. So please, I want to also sell myself. And let me not say sell myself. That sounded like I'm selling myself. But yes, I want to sell myself. If you get the sense of that. I want to sell myself, like, in fact that if for you to like to listen to podcasts, or to want to listen to like podcaster, you know, or shows, or you know, listen to radios and stuff, it's something like, okay, you are either you're like bored, or you're interested, or you know, it just happens that you come across it. So yeah, it's cool, whatever you get. But I'm just saying that just in case there's someone that is actually in the field of like radio hosting shows, and it could be like, it could just be hosting shows, it doesn't really have to be radio hosting, or it could be anything media, but in the media in the sense that you are talking, you are hosting, you are speaking, let me just, yeah, you're public speaking or something like that. It doesn't have to be public, but you're just speaking in a sense. Yeah, if you work in that kind of career that your job requires you, or wherever field, the field you work in requires you to, you know, be in that position of talking to people and stuff like that, please. Please connect me. I love such jobs. Fantastic. That is like what I would like to do. That is why hear me out, this is so interesting, excuse me, that is why I have decided that we're ending 2022, so 2023 I want to go into teaching. Yeah, so I'm going to start a teaching career whereby I love the English language. I actually studied English in university. Okay, I guess you can also, oh, that's a plus. Someone actually sounds so good. All right, fine, thank you. I take the compliments very sweetly. So I feel like since I love that subject on its own, I love the language, it's something I could teach to people. Nigeria is a country currently whereby our major language, our first language is English, but then we have our native language, so we don't have any problem with, you know, knowing how to speak English, or even though sometimes we have this native languages or language we speak, which is Pidgin, then we have the other type of languages. Yeah. So what was I going with this? So I wanted to take that field because I felt like that's the first step to like public speaking, right? That's the first step to trying to interact with people and actually getting physical feedback from people. So yeah, so that is like my first step to wanting to go into the hosting and show career. But at the same time, I'm learning, kids are learning, and you know, it's just a platform that I know that once I started, I know that there's going to be a lot of opportunities for me. So yeah, anyways, I was going to say that back to if you were working like in the field of people that do public speaking, yeah, and the connection, please connect me. Yeah, as I've actually come across like people that, you know, also really like being, you know, talking, or like shows, or like hosting events, like being in the media, but I've actually not come across the right people, you see, because you can meet people that, you know, do what you love doing, but they might just not be the people to connect you. Even though one thing I don't do is I don't kiss asses, because I just don't, it's not pride, it's not everything, I just don't know how to kiss asses, like I get easily irritated and all that. But I am extremely teachable, extremely patient and fast learning, and you know, and ambitious, let me put it like that. Yeah, so but you just have all that characteristics and just know that kissing ass is not my characteristics. So if I have somebody that I'm hoping to like learn an experience from or learn something from, and then the person is like, oh okay, you, I know you want to learn from me, but you have to do this and do that, and you know, do this and do that before you get access to whatever you get, it's a no-no for me, because it's just, you're not interested in my progress. I feel like, yeah, you just want to like chop me and I chop you. yeah, but guess what, here's the shock, I am learning how to kiss asses. Guys, I am learning how to kiss asses, because at the end of the day, you really, 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 really need to work with people. And in order to work with people, you are going to see different kind of people, and then you just have to know how to, you know, fit into all this, because there's a goal, there's like an aim you're trying to get. So yeah, so like I said, so I've not still seen the connect that would carry me to the right places. I've seen people that are also very, you know, ambitious about wanting to get into the media and everything, and then, you know, all young youths, us in our early 20s, hello, we're all trying to like make meaning out of our lives. So it's always in that part. And then even when I've met people that are way older than me, are still people that are probably not in the same field, and I like to connect with people that my spirit connects with. Let me just put it like that. Like, if you know, if we don't gel, we don't gel, and if we gel, we gel, and feel like that. I don't know how to make meaning of it. Yeah, so I didn't plan to, you know, to get this very lengthy, because I also want to try making very, very short podcasts and putting short messages out there, but I don't think it will work, because you know, I'm a fucking talkative. I talk too much, and you know, when I'm not sober, please just get me, just let me give you all my emotional downloads. So yeah, okay, so we didn't care about that. I'm just saying, if you stayed this long to listen to this, well done, well done. That means you are really interested in this. Thank you so much, I appreciate you. Are number one. And then like I said, like, I know there was like one time, it was like this year, and this mid-year, like around October. I don't know how someone just came, and you know, that was the person that actually just like pushed me to like wanting to go back to like check my Anchor platform and check on my podcast, because I've been so busy with life, I just couldn't do that. I've been busy with my business, I just didn't have time for that. So he messaged me and told me, oh, I came across your podcast on Anchor, because I put the link on my social media, that's on my Twitter, my Instagram, my Facebook. So he was like, he saw it on Instagram. So, and then I was like, listen to like everything, all my old episodes, because I know I have like 12 episodes from the last, last 2 years podcast that I made. So he was like, listen to all the episode, and he was like, so they were all so nice, like, I just like the way you're so free, you're so blah blah blah. And he's been such an amazing friend. It helped us link up. I actually had to meet him in person, because he was very, very like into the whole stuff, like into the whole podcast. Let me not say stuff, because I don't know if he gets to listen to this and, you know, starts feeling some type of way. So yeah, and you know, it was so exciting, because then, so that helped me to be like, oh, you know what, let me just go back into this thing, because I've not been here, so who knows who else or what else will just happen in between. Okay, yeah, so if Nii gets to hear this, like, Nii, thanks, like, he pushed me into going back into it, so yeah, he's a cool guy, we're just friends. We're just friends, yeah. So, damn it! again, I've gotten so excited. I like slipped. I forgot what I was going to say if after I touched this topic. So in general, I think I'm just trying to say that, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and, you know, just keep doing my podcast. That's definitely not what I wanted to say. That's definitely not what I wanted to say, but I'm just going to say it like that. Yeah. So, I guess let's just end it here. There was also, like, something I needed to tell you guys. Yes. Now that we got all mushy and I was talking about, like, my friends and, you know, and guys and stuff, I think I should make a podcast for that, because that's one thing that is very dramatic in my life when it comes to, like, relationship I have with guys and girls. It's a very dramatic aspect of my life, and I'm so happy for it, because I just want to put it out there to all the beautiful people out there in the world, just keep being beautiful, and I mean in and out, and don't fucking change. Like, if you find out that this is who I am, this is how I am, or if you think, oh, I'm the loud type, just keep being the loud type. People don't like the loud type, then fuck them. Be with the people that like the loud type. And if you're the quiet type and people like the loud type, be with the people that, you know, like the quiet type, and don't be with the people that like the loud type. So I'm just saying, except if the change comes from within, like personally, you feel like I need to personally change because I want to do this for myself. Yeah, cool. But if it doesn't, like if that's not the change, like if it's like if you're changing because of what people will say, what people will do, fuck that. Okay. Yes, and I wanted to give a shout out to some people, because I know some people are going to stay to the end of my podcast. So I want to give a shout out to my sister. My sister is not in the country right now. I miss her so much, because we used to like share the same room together even back then, like even around the time I was doing this my podcast too, like she was also involved. Like I would probably wake up at night and just be ranting and talking, and she'd think I'm talking to someone on the phone, but I'm like, no, I'm on my podcast, I'm on my show. She just look at me like, oh wow, on your phone, how does that work? But Anchor makes it work. It just has a way of putting my effect. But I do edit my audios before I, you know, post them out there, because you know, we don't want no we love to seem flawless, even though we're not flawless, we're all faulted. Yes. What was I saying? Yeah, so yeah, I'm going to give a shout out to my sister, because I miss her so much. I can't wait to, you know, just come join you soon. Yeah, so it'll be fun to come visit you, because yeah, that's it. And what else? So I guess that's all for now. So Christmas is coming. Christmas is in 2 days. 2022 is ending so much. I'm going to miss 2022 a lot, because I really loved saying 2022, because it's really sexy when I say, and I've just really enjoyed 2022. 2022, I know, right? I've just really enjoyed the year. It's one of the years that, you know, came and I was really focused on my business, and it really helped me to like enter the entrepreneur field and see what entrepreneurship is all about, because it is a whole different world. You guys didn't tell me. Well, there's no tax you want to take in life that, you know, doesn't have challenges, so ain't no surprise there. So yeah, that's it. So that's all for now. Once again, it's I Secret, forever your fucking junkie. Love you, peace up. Remember, drink water every day, exercise daily, pray to God, because guys, I love God a lot. Like, I'm not like religious, so yeah, but I'm spiritual. I know people said that before, and you just look at it like, what the fuck is this person saying? But it's a thing. So yeah, so I love God, I have the fear of God. So remember to always make God your number one. I mean, nobody can give you peace like the way God will give you peace. So yeah, so that's it. And love, let me also say that, love, because I love being in love too, so love. What else tip can I say? What else does I say? Yeah, and then yeah. So you guys need to stay tuned for my next podcast, because that will be so crazy. Because I'll be dropping all the like teas of relationships with guys and girls. Please, when I say relationship, we're talking about like sexual relationship. Yes, there are sexual relationships, but in this aspect, I will talk about some of my sexual relationships. But then at the same time, I'm also going to talk about like relationships in general that I've known, like especially from 2021 to 2022 so far, the experience I've gathered. So I'm still open to like more experience. Like, what the fuck, I'm just 24, so I know that, you know, I know that there's still going to be a lot. God give us good health, give us like long life, keep us safe. I know that there's still a lot more waiting for me, and I promise to keep up with this. I want to keep up with this, because I'm glad that I kept up with it last 2 years, because now it's just showing like, you know, you still need to keep up with it, because it is a dream. I don't want to let to just die. I want to like follow up my dream, even though it seems like the tools I need, or like the people I need to like push me to this connection, are not physically showing right now. But I know along the long run, you know, they will come into place. So patience very key. But yeah, so you can tell that I love what I do, and I'm happy with what I do, and I love me. And I also know that you love yourself too. So I don't know what was the point of that, but I just hope that that really got to someone that's probably like having a hard time. Okay, we have to call this to a close. I think I'll start timing my podcast so that, you know, or maybe not, but anyone though. But I feel like I should time it so that it doesn't get excessively long, where you're like, oh, when does this person stop talking? But definitely, I'm sure you don't come to my show thinking when you stop talking, because you're listening to my podcast to hear me talk. It's not to hear me stop talking. You get me? So once again, it's your girl High Secret. Remember, don't do drugs, eat cake, and be happy. Bye for now.